Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode, where we're going to take a closer look at our school, NYCU, which stands for National Yangming Jiaotong University. We are your hosts today. I'm Jesse.
I'm Flowey.
I'm Yan. So, Jesse, what's your first impression of our school?
Well, when I first got to our school, I was really flattered by the incredible comfort and tranquility of the campus. It's not just about having green spaces or the trees and modern facilities. It's the overall atmosphere that makes me feel like a second home.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because when I first stepped in NYCU, I feel like, of course, there are a lot of trees, and it just makes me feel like very cozy and quiet, and it's such a good place to study.
Yeah, and apart from having, you know, trees, bushes, all the green stuff, some campuses other than NYCU often have, you know, a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, it's just like
it's
a park.
Like like really busy, but not here, you know. You really seldom see people running around here.
Mm.
It's all really slow and really comfortable. Everyone is walking at their own pace, which really gives you cozy and a chilling atmosphere. Okay, next. How about some of our facilities and, for example, our library? I believe this is what most students would be really interested in.
I love the libraries in our school.
Really?
Yeah. The library here is another highlight. It's not just a place to check out books, though there are plenty of this, and there are all kinds of books. But it's also designed to have a haven for studying and research. The environment is cozy and inviting, with comfortable sitting and a variety of studying places to suit different needs. For example, I used to go to the sixth floor, where you can book your own study room with free AC and distract-free personal space during exam weeks. It's my place to go.
Yeah, the free AC is the most important thing.
Yeah, and also I've heard that you can borrow books from different campuses and return it wherever you end up finished it in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really wherever.
Wherever.
Like you can lend a book, like for example in Hsinchu Guangfu campus, and then return it in Yangming campus. Intercity is very convenient, especially if you want to borrow some like essays, thesis, or some specific books that in your school.
Yeah, because since Yangming campus are mostly focused on medical school, and apart from Hsinchu campus, which is mostly focusing on science, engineering, and all kinds of other stuff. So when you need resources in the field of medication, you might want to go to Yangming and borrow books from here and try reading it in your own campus, which is at Hsinchu. Yeah, it's really convenient. Oh, and talking about across campuses, we actually have free shuttle bus that would take you from campus to campus.
Yeah.
Like, for example, this morning before we are recording this podcast right now, I just hopped on the bus 6:30 in the morning at Yangming, Taipei, and took like 1.5 hour, and it took me here right in front of this building where we are recording this podcast. And it's totally free. It's really convenient and really helps me a lot, both financial wise and, you know, time wise. Also, other than campus to campus, it also takes you from campus to, for example, the high-speed rail station or Taiwan Railway train station, which is mostly the two different systems that can take you around this island. So yeah, it just grants you a lot of convenience just by being a student here.
There's another thing that I want to mention is that in NYCU, you can actually take a diverse range of courses. For PE class, for example, I took music video dance last semester.
Wow.
And we also have like yoga or martial arts or like moving, dancing, some kind of PE class. And that's very special.
How about for regular courses?
For regular courses, because in NYCU, there are a lot of different departments and faculties. Like in Guangfu campus, you have engineering, humanity, science, and arts. And like in Yangming campus, there are more medical-related departments. So there are actually many different options of courses that you can take.
For example, me as a science student, I often take courses hosted by psychology department. Because, yeah, I'm really into the study of psychology, and the school provides us the opportunity to do so.
Another significant aspect is the robust psychology support resource available to students. University life can be really challenging, and having access to mental health services, counseling, and support groups is incredibly valuable.
What is the best part of the psychological resources in our school?
I think the counseling is a lot more available to our students.
Yeah, because I've heard that in other schools, you have to wait long times.
And other than that, Flowey, did you mention anything about having workshops or some activities that the school hosts?
Yes, the school, like the mental health center, they would have a lot of workshops or fun activities like treasure finding activities around the campus, and then to promote the mental health issues in our school. And they would often give free giveaways for students, like bookmarks or some pens.
Pencils, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Headphones.
Oh, headphones, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They had those before.
Whoa.
Oh. That changes the question.
Yes.
Okay. So other than the psychological resources, I'm going to talk more about the interaction between local and foreign students. In National Yangming Jiao Tong University, we have a lot of foreign students, and the interaction between local and international students is a standout feature. The university promotes a vibrant and inclusive community and hosts activities where students frequently engage with one another. For example, I have attended that's sort of a counseling session, but is between students, that local students will be in the same group with one or two foreign students, and the foreign student will try to ask us questions about the campus, about the courses, about what food we usually eat around the campus. It's just really fun, and it's like a talking session, and we can also make new friends there.
I just feel like that it's very common to see international students in our school, and it's also very easy to make friends with them because you're going to meet them in your clubs or in your classes. And whenever it comes to like grouping, you will have a lot of chances to talk to them and cooperate with them.
Yeah, and they're all really welcoming. I mean, they're like eager for you to go talk with them. And so are we. We're also really thrilled when we see that international students would actually try to get involved with what local students usually do. So, okay, I guess that's that. And other than all the formal topics that we've talked about above, we also got a hell lot of fun activities that's going to happen throughout the school year. For example, we have our own music festival.
Yeah, it's called Grass Music Festival.
Grass.
Yeah, it's called Grass.
Yeah, literally, it's
literally,
called Grass.
Yeah.
Grass Music Festival. And also, school would host esports games. And also
the Meiju Tournament.
Yeah, the Meiju Tournament. That's like the biggest thing here. And about the Meiju Tournament, welcome to go and listen to our podcast called
Your Senpai's Here.
Yeah, and we talked about the Meiju Tournament in our very first episode. Okay, then that will be the end of our podcast for today. Welcome to apply to NYCU. And feel free to leave comments, questions down below. We'll answer them as soon as we can. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Come here to be our classmates.